Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is the fifth recording of The Secret of the Love of God. Recordings that are made in complementing the reading and the writing of the book. And right now we're on page 25, the middle of page 25. We'll begin with the Fatiha and then we'll begin the recitation. I'm trying to read the Arabic of the Quran when there's Quranic annotations and also to read ahead in the book when it's called for. This first part of the book is Sidi giving a talk. A'udhu billah minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawm Adin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Page 25. Today is a day of love. We ask Allah, glory be to Him, to make this day continue, and may He reveal Himself to us through the epiphany of His name, the most glorious. The glorious name is the name of love, the divine love. May He reveal Himself by that name to all of humanity in every place and in every time. May the divine peace spread. May the mercy spread. May the divine love spread for all people in every time and in every place. This is the song of the angels in heaven who are always in prayer to Allah for love and for peace for all people on earth who are suffering and who are oppressed. May He raise those people who are devoid of love, and may He open their hearts so they may live in security and safety and peace and mercy until all people assemble under the flag of gratitude and praise, thanking Allah for His divine love. May they listen to His verse from His holy Quran, "You are one nation and I am your Lord, so worship Me." This is because He is the most compassionate and most merciful, and He loves Himself and His outer appearances through which He reveals Himself in all of the creatures. He is pleased to be Lord for all of those creatures and to guide them to the straight path. His doors are open for all people. He is waiting for them. He is waiting for them and calling to them. O My servants who transgress My limits, do not give up the belief in Allah's mercy. He forgives all sins, and He also says, "If My servant asks you about Me, say, I am close, and I respond to those who supplicate to Me." Why do you not respond to that call? Beloved, Allah is calling you. Are you not hungry for His love? He will give you love. And you are thirsty for His love, and He gives you that love. He gives you that love because He knows your thirst for that love, and He wrote it upon Himself to be the merciful. He says, "I am the most gracious, most merciful." So come with your heart and spirit completely so that you can receive that love. He washes and purifies the spirits and the hearts. Allah says on the tongue of Abraham, if I am sick, he heals me. So there is no escape from Allah but to him. There is no one else in existence. He is the one and the only. Say, he is the one and the only. Say, he did not beget nor was he begotten. And he has no partner with him. And this is a drop of the love. And then there was a reading during the talk to page 237. Under the how the lovers loved their Lord. And then Sidi will comment. How the lovers loved their Lord. Kaifa ahab al-muhabun rabbihim. I was not one whose heart is prone to be deeply affected by passionate longing, ishq. But whoever sees your eyelids is spontaneously affected by passionate longing. How could anyone see the beauty of Allah? Glorified is His Majesty through the outer manifestations and not have passionate longing for Him. A woman came to Al-Junayd, may Allah bestow His mercy upon him. She was crying and complaining. My husband is going to take another wife besides me. Al-Junayd said, if he does not have four wives, then it is permissible. The woman unveiled her face and said, but whoever has one like me, it is not permissible for him to take another as a wife. Al-Junayd fainted and was absent from existence. When he returned to the world, he said, it's as if she says, if the real Al-Haq unveils his beauty to us, we have no right to take another than he. This was because Al-Junayd saw the beauty of the real in the epiphany, the tajalli, of the woman's outer appearance. For the real is manifest in all outer appearances. Then Sidi comments, the woman must be full of this love in order to contain him, her beloved. Because if she is not full of this love, then she is responsible for what happens. She must modify her state to become worthy of the love of Allah before becoming a lover or a beloved to her spouse. This is the truth. At that point, if she is in love with Allah, he cannot deviate or disobey her command because it is from Allah and he will surrender to her. But if he disobeys, then he is a rebellious child. Al-Junayd was living in the real truth that Allah, through his epiphany, revealed to the people. From that time until now, it is one and the same. This is the truth. This fire is necessary because it is a blessed fire, like the fire of Abraham, because after that Allah said to the fire, be cold, be peaceful on Abraham. This is the station of Abraham. It is a blessed fire because it consumes everything except Allah. So that the one who is navigating the road to Allah finds himself in the presence of Allah. This is the presence of the protector of the divine self. And when he attains that station, he is in the station of beauty. But then he must be patient. He must be very polite in the presence of Allah, because he must know that Allah will never abandon him or leave him in need of anything other than him. Allah says that whoever completely relies on Allah, then Allah is enough for him. How can a lover sleep without seeing his beloved, the one who wants him? How can he separate from his own self and spirit and the beloved? He is not happy except when he is between his arms. He is the secret of his life. Yes, my love is for the one I love. Yes, my love is for the one I love. And then reading on 242, page 242, on the signs of the servant's love for Allah. Know that love is the dwelling of the beloved's qualities within the lover's qualities, which means the overpowering remembrance of the beloved is within the heart of the lover, so that he does not remember anything but the qualities of the beloved and is unaware and disregards the qualities of his self. For in love you give yourself completely to your beloved until nothing of you remains for yourself. Love is to feel any small residue of yourself as abundant and to feel you do not have enough of your beloved. For this reason, you must watch yourself and be careful, for there are many who claim to love because it is easy to claim that. But those who know the true and complete meaning of love are very rare. Do not be deceived by the veil of the shaitan that causes uncertainty, and do not deceive yourself. Observe yourself and look for the signs and the evidence by which you may prove yourself a lover. Love is like a healthy tree. Its roots are fixed and strong, and its branches reach to the heavens, producing the fruit of all occasions by the permission of its Lord. Love's branches are in heaven, and its fruits are in the heart and on the tongue and limbs. The heart, tongue, and limbs are three signs proving love's existence, as smoke proves the existence of fire, and as fruit proves the existence of the tree. Know that if love overcomes a person, he cannot rejoice except with his beloved. I want intimacy with him, but he wants to desert me, so I leave what I want for what he wants. This is the tree that has firm roots. Love is a tree with well-established roots that also reach up towards heaven and give fruit all the time. Its branches are spread and the fruit is always there to give to the lovers. It waits for the lovers, the ones with passionate longing for Allah. They are the ones who sacrifice themselves to the one whom they love. And so he gives them what is enough for them, and his giving is continuous. Why is the tree of life described as having well-established roots with its branches in heaven? Because the angels live in heaven, and the angels also need love. This is divine love, and this is a divine tree. And the angels live for it and by it, and they live under the protection of their protector, the most beloved Allah, who reveals himself to the lovers through the beauty so that they can become happy ever after. I don't want anything but him. Whoever is pursuing the secret of beauty, it doesn't matter how much it costs to go through the door. He offers his whole self as a sacrifice. This is the foundation. This is the essential secret. A sign of the slave's love for Allah that he is always remembering him. His tongue does not stop mentioning him, and his heart is never empty of him. For if you love something, you always remember it. Qais can never forget the name of Layla, and Layla cannot keep silent about Qais. Can you sleep if your beloved is absent and not with you? It's the same with the human lover and the divine Allah. Whoever misses love misses everything, but because love is the secret of life. This is why people must be aware. Must be aware and be careful not to break hearts or destroy houses, because this is not a game. It should not be taken as a game. Love is from Allah, and this is why it was actualized and realized in the hearts of the lovers of Allah. It is a very holy thing because it contains the secret of life. The ones who really play games with the lovers' hearts cannot bear to know about what will happen to them if they dare to break the heart of one who loves Allah. Allah will destroy that person or cause their destruction. So beware those of you who take it as a game and deviate from Allah's way. Always look to Allah. Obey the commands and be lifted up. We will lift our veils for you, and then you will see us with certainty and in reality. This is enough for today, because I cannot give you more than what you can hear and what you can bear. The words are brief, but they are vast, more vast than the ocean. I ask Allah to keep you in this divine ocean with His pure love that does not know hate or envy, but carries only goodness and does not dare to break the hearts of lovers. May love be for all people without separation or discrimination, because all people carry the divine mirror. Do not disobey the commands of Allah, but be a soft earth. Be an easy land, expansive and full of love. This is a very short meaning, a tiny drop from the love. I ask Allah to grant you this love, for He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. O most glorious one, O most divine one, please keep my beloveds always in your most glorious presence. Preserve their love through the love of their spouses, through your lofty essences, and please do not prohibit any of them your mercy. Do not make any of them miserable or sad, but make them lovers of you and guard their love for you and preserve their existence in your existence. Guard them in your generous presence. Make them steadfast and firm in following your straight path. Please protect their loved ones in the eyes of certainty, and do not allow the shaitan any inroad with them. But guard them in the divine presence and divine beauty. Keep them always in prostration in the niche of your love. You are the protector and the all-knowing. Do you promise me and your Lord to be like what I have described? Promise Allah, as the Lord of original love and beauty, and the Lord of existence who encompasses all of the creatures, who created us in the perfect image, and who protects us and preserves us and guards us, so that we will always be prostrating in the niche of the divine love, without ever stopping, who makes it so we never talk except with the language of love and the language of justice and peace and freedom and mercy. Promise to never break the heart of your beloved, because you are the most beloved. O Allah, please surround us with your love. We are your slaves, and you are our beloved. I think we'll stop there with this reading, because the next reading will take longer and it's more cohesive to keep it together. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.